Different solutions have been proposed to reduce water levels from the flooded Swan Lake in Lemon Valley, a battle that has been affecting nearby residents since 2017. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke with This Is Reno's Bob Conrad about what's been going on and what the community can expect.
Swan Lake has caused some trouble for its neighbors. Will you tell me what's been going on over the past several years?
We've seen basically a tremendous amount of moisture, and that has basically flooded Swan Lake to the point where it's gone into people's homes. It's affected the livelihoods of Lemon Valley residents and basically just caused a pretty big problem out there for the people that live out there, and they're very frustrated.
Do you know what's caused this flooding?
It's a tremendous amount of water, and if you were to ask the residents, and I've done some research on this, there was some warnings, many years ago about increased development out there, saying that the more you increase development, the more impervious surfaces you're going to put out there that could lead to an increase in flood impacts.
What measures are currently in place by the county to lower water levels at Swan Lake?
They've been taking the last couple of years as they've erected these barriers and put those up along Lemon Drive and other parts around the lake near residences. Some of the other options they're exploring are to create berms. I've understood they're going to be looking at actually raising Lemon Drive, almost like a natural berm. Obviously, it won't be natural, but it will create some kind of a barrier between residences and those waters in case they increase in the future.
Is that the only thing that's been proposed so far?
Yeah, there's a number of things that they've been doing, engineering studies, for example. They're, hiring consultants to come out, and, they're going to do some buyouts of homes and things like that. They have requested funding from FEMA as part of a disaster declaration, I believe, and it's my understanding that money is really slow to come in. So a lot of this is being shouldered by taxpayers here in Washoe County.
How effective is the existing infrastructure that's already in place?
So, recently the county met to, they've been talking about this issue quite a bit over the last few years, obviously, and allocating a lot of taxpayer resources to deal with this. And, a lot of what they're doing is, they're maintaining those barriers, for example. And, there's been some issues with cars running into them and, just getting damaged over time. So they're maintaining the barriers. They're looking at constructions of a berm along, one of the roads near residences in the area, and they maintain the pumps and the piping and all of that.
So stakeholders recently had a meeting. This was between the City of Reno, the Washoe County Commission, and even the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. During this meeting, they proposed this pipeline. Will you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so basically what's being constructed or considered is they're going to basically create some fields of agricultural plants. I believe it's going to be alfalfa or something similar. And they're going to basically water those plants with Swan Lake water. And it's about a 4-mile long pipeline that they need to construct to do that.
How much will this pipeline cost?
Approximately $2.5 million in county funds from a water rights sale are going to be used to construct this pipeline. And basically the hope is within about 3 to 5 years, that pipeline will reduce the level of Swan Lake to the point where it's no longer a threat to the nearby residences.
How much money has been spent on trying to solve this issue?
So the most recent figures presented by the county is that approximately $11.5 million in the last few years has been spent on countywide on flood responses. The bulk of that has actually gone to the Swan Lake issue. About $8.8 million has been devoted to dealing with this problem out there.
You've been covering this issue for a while. What concerns are you hearing from the residents?
The residents are very concerned. Obviously, even a few months back, there was, the water was almost cresting those HESCO barriers. And so that was a concern. It did not go over the barriers, or it might have, lapped up against it a little bit. But there's still a concern that, with another heavy winter, we could have more flooding.
Will you tell me about the water in the lake being treated?
There's actually a sewer treatment plant that has been surrounded by floodwaters. And so it's at capacity, meaning it's still treating the water coming into it, and that water is also going into Swan Lake. And the county assures the residences that the water quality is really no different from what you would find at, Washoe Lake or the Sparks Marina or Virginia Lake. They say, it's not drinkable. You certainly don't want to be drinking it. However, it is safe for recreational-type purposes.
Bob, development in North Valleys is also concerning people. Can you tell me why?
Yes, residences really want to see a moratorium on development out there. And, a lot of people who live in those areas see the impacts of development. You know, if there's an accident on 395 heading out to the North Valleys on any given day, it can back up traffic for a long ways for a long time. And the more that gets developed out there, obviously, the more traffic there's going to be. So the residences would like to see a halt to development. The city of Reno has not gone there yet, and they are actually relying on developers to help with some of these infrastructure impacts. Widening lanes, raising Lemon Drive, and all those kinds of things.
Some of the Washoe County staff and contractors have been facing harassment while working out there. Will you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, the county engineer, Dwayne Smith, did announce at the last meeting that, you know, some of the residences have been not too friendly to the county workers out there as they've been trying to address some of these issues, fixing the barriers and working on the pumps and so on. And, you know, here's what he said at the most recent meeting.
This has been a concern of mine, and also I've heard it voiced by the city of Reno. You know, we have concerns for our field staff. You know, there's been a lot of swerving of cars when we've had guys out working, guys and gals out working. They've been swerving and splashing our guys. Yesterday, we got a call from our diver. We have a contract with our diver who inspects the culvert pipes that we have plugged. He called up and he said, hey, people are speeding up and moving toward me on the roadway. We've had staff come in and tell us there's been a lot of flipping of people off and yelling obscenities at them.
So it's a very contentious time out there, and it sounds like it's, you know, starting to get a little personal.
That was Bob Conrad, the publisher of This Is Reno, talking to KUNR reporter Lucia Starbuck.